And 6:06, it is mostly cloudy now in Tulsa this morning, 69 degrees. We are expecting thunderstorms and a high today of 79. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Tulsa County deputies busted an elaborate identity theft ring. There are potentially hundreds of victims in states from Utah to New York. Marshall Stewart this morning has our story.
A weekend traffic stop leads to suspects running an identity theft ring that may have victimized hundreds of people. Sheriff's Major Tom Huckabee says three people are in custody and others are being sought. He identifies the ringleader of the group as Tammy Pettit and says she's been arrested for the same type activity before.
She stated that in 2009 that she cleared $1 million or more and profit in this particular way she does things. And it's clear that she knows what she's doing.
Huckabee says there may be some who don't even realize they've been a victim. Anyone concerned is urged to call the Tulsa Sheriff's Office and ask for Detective Greg Brown. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
The filing period for Tulsa City offices and one county race is open.
Yes, we have the mayor's race, we've got three city council races, and we've got the District 3 County Commission race filing through Wednesday at 5 p.m., 8 to 5 Monday through Wednesday.
Tulsa County Election Board Secretary Patty Bryant says the city primary is June 11th, and since it is the first nonpartisan mayoral election, there may not be a need for a runoff, depending on the outcome of the primary. Well, four candidates filed for mayor yesterday, including former Mayor Kathy Taylor, former city councilor Bill Christensen, Lawrence Kirkpatrick, and Jerry Branch. Now, Mayor Bartlett is expected to file for re-election later this morning. The National Transportation Safety Board is sifting through the debris of a plane crash at Collinsville. The Sunday night crash left two people dead when the plane slammed into a vacant house. The NTSB's Craig Hatch is handling the investigation at Collinsville.
What we've got is basically an impact crater, post-crash fire, and a lot of scattered small parts. That's kind of an indication that when the aircraft hit the ground, it was really out of control.
Randy Tedder's family owns the house, and she doubts that it'll be rebuilt.
There'll probably be a memorial set here. No house will ever be built on this land again.
The plane was headed from Tulsa to Manhattan, Kansas, when it crashed. On State Capitol Watch this morning, Governor Fallon has vetoed a bill that would increase the charges Oklahoma consumers would have to pay for small loans. The governor said in her veto message the bill would inadvertently expand predatory lending practices and take advantage of financially vulnerable Oklahomans. The bill was by Tulsa Republican Senator Dan Newberry. It passed unanimously in the Senate and cleared the House on an 86-8 vote. The deadline to file your income taxes is just less than a week away, and you're encouraged to file those taxes online. The Oklahoma Tax Commission spokeswoman, Paula Ross, says time is running out, and you should not wait until the last minute.
Towards the end of April, we have a lot of the pay returns. So far, we have received 943,000 returns. About 750,000 of those have been electronically filed.
She says the average refund this year is running $372. Our weather forecast, mostly cloudy. There is a 20% chance of an afternoon thunderstorm and a high of 79. Now, tonight, thunderstorms will be likely, and the National Weather Service advises that some could be severe. We will have an overnight low of 39. Tomorrow, look for a cold rain and a high of 45. And on Thursday, breezy, sunny, but still cool, a high of 45. National Weather Service radar this morning shows us no precipitation at this point in Oklahoma. Right now in Tulsa at 610, it is cloudy and 69. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.